This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugapak. High-level delegations of U.S. and Iran are set to begin talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia in a short while. A U.S. government aircraft carrying U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance landed in Islamabad. The delegation includes Special Envoy Stevie Witkoff and Advisor Jared Kushner. Iran is represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar has said that 345 Indian fishermen safely evacuated from Iran to India through Armenia. In a social media post, Dr. Jay Shankar expressed his gratitude to the government of Armenia and Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan for their support in the safe evacuation of Indian fishermen from Iran. Tutsa community of Arunachal is celebrating Pong Tuku festival today. The festival continues for 10 days. Pong means wind, Tu season, and Ku means festival. The festival is an integral part of the socio-cultural life of the Tutsas, which is celebrated every year in the month of April to get blessings for the tender millet plants in the Zoom field. The date for celebration of the festival is fixed by the village elders, followed by preparation for the same. The first day of the festival is called Hogjam Lejam. The second day is called Lomsingsa. Governor K.T. Parnaik and Chief Minister Pema Khandu have extended their best wishes to the community on the occasion. The two-day first Rhododendron Festival began today in Zermithang, Tawang. The region hosts over 60 species of rhododendron, making it a delightful sight during its peak blooming season, which is April to May. The Enforcement Directorate today conducted fresh searches against former West Bengal Education Minister Partha Chatterjee and some others as part of a money laundering investigation into an alleged teacher's recruitment scam in the state. ED conducted searches at two premises in Kolkata in connection with the SSC recruitment scam case. The ED said that searches are being carried out at the residence of Partha Chatterjee and at the office of Prasanna Kumar Roy, who is currently in judicial custody. All electric cars with an ex-showroom price of 30 lakh rupees or less registered in the national capital will be granted 100% exemption on road tax and registration fees till 31st of March 2030. The Delhi government today released draft of its electric vehicle policy for the period 2026 to 2030, aiming to accelerate the adoption of clean mobility. More than 3,900 crore rupees has been allocated to promote electric vehicles under the policy. The government has said that attractive purchase and scrappage incentives will be given for electric two-wheelers, three-wheelers and four-wheelers to encourage a faster transition to green transport. The policy proposes to provide incentives starting at 10,000 rupees per kilowatt hour for electric two-wheelers priced up to 2.25 lakh rupees in the first year. For electric three-wheelers, including e-autos, will receive incentives ranging from 50,000 rupees in the first year to 30,000 rupees by the third year. Meanwhile, for electric four-wheeler goods vehicles, incentives will go up to 1 lakh rupees initially. India's Unified Payments Interface has completed 10 years of its operation today. Over the decade, UPI has transformed from a pilot program into the backbone of Indian payments, transitioning the nation from a cash-led economy to a real-time digital payment system. The CBI has successfully coordinated the return of wanted fugitive Chahil Chauhan from Thailand. He was wanted by Haryana police in multiple criminal cases involving murder, attempt to murder, dacoity, and the use of illegal firearms. Indian Space Research Organization has successfully conducted the second integrated airdrop test IADT-02 for the upcoming Gaganyaan mission at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The system is essential to ensure safe recovery of the crew module that is the capsule in which astronauts sit during a human flight. India's first human space flight will be launched from Sriharikota in 2027. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.